Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
That's Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, people just in love with this guy, like he's some kind of a god or something. I remember the first time I heard his name was just a music fanatic telling me, this guy is amazing. He will be huge. And I heard, I think it was Born to Run. Wasn't that his first hit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Mainstream media hit.
Yeah, because the first two records were commercial flops, and he was almost dropped by his label.
And I said, that's okay. It sounds like a decent enough hit song, but I'm never blown away by him. And now I am, because I know how much Spike loves him, and he has a big body of work, and it is original. And I grew to like that sound, you know, the piano, the saxophone.
Yeah.
Big band with lots going on. He still has trouble selling tickets at the Key Arena, though. I don't know why. He's not that big on the West Coast.
No. Go to Portland. Good luck getting in. Go to Vancouver. Good luck getting in.
So it's something about Seattle.
Yeah.
Never been a big Bruce town. I've been a big fan. There's some bands that this town just really never got. Bruce is one I love, but he wouldn't come here much because it's the one place where he didn't sell out in 5 minutes. Another band like that was Genesis.
Genesis didn't work here.
No, Genesis was never big here. I mean, back when the really good early Genesis, once they got their pop hits rolling, they were okay. But Peter Gabriel, Genesis, those kind of guys, they never really did well in Seattle.
All right. Well, let's look for new bands. If you weren't listening earlier when Megan Black was here, we've got 9 days to promote any local band that wants to be considered for the Best of Western Washington poll. And it's a really wide-open poll. Right now, there's a couple of cover bands in the lead. Guys we like. We think they both sound great. And heck, Spike and the Impalers won it 2 years ago. So whether you're a cover band or whether you're an all-original band, one member of the show may sponsor you. Each member will pick one band to sponsor, and then we'll play lots of others as well.
We can go to the text messages where people are making suggestions. The BGP, Minus the Bear, The Mural Project, Black Plastic Clouds, Dogleg Preacher, The Fabulous Johnsons, and Riverbend.
Okay. I like Riverbend.
Weren't they part of the top five?
They were last 2 years. Yeah. Aaron Balsley is in that band.
Now, yeah.
By the way, we only have 9 days. I didn't know the voting was closing that quickly.
Yeah.
Who's going to pour through all of this and give us the stuff that we should sift through? We can't all listen to all of them.
I'm gonna do my own research.
You're doing your own.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's gonna pour through it for me?
We'll have two interns on Monday, so we can.
Pedro used to do that, by the way, but I think he's got really lazy about that stuff, and he doesn't help. So I've been asking him for bands for like a month and a half. And
why the attack? I have been doing this. I've been honestly working every single day.
Why did you ask yourself why the attack?
Well, the thing is,
why did you actually listen to the attack? Because the why was in the attack.
Okay, you had the power to get kicked in the nuts all along.
Yeah. Did you even hear a word I said? I've been asking you for bands for a month, and you didn't bring any. And then you go, why the attack? That was why!
Didn't you have today the three bands that were leading? Didn't I get them ready just for you, just to play them at the drop of a hat?
I want you to discover stuff and be excited and say, trust me, I want this.
You
got to
trust
that.
Me with the audio that I have for you today that I discovered.
You bring me people swearing and being bleeped all the time.
Oh, but this guy is, when you hear this guy, you're going to feel like one day when I want to leave this business, I'm going to be this guy.
He's talking about a South African radio host who had an Ineta the Mood Setter moment, a guy who went nuts on the air, went ballistic, and got fired. Of course, he's bleeped out all the bad words, but you can imagine. What shift did this guy do?
1 a.m. in the morning.
Wow, which means nobody cares about you anyway. It also means that South African radio still has live people on in the middle of the night. In the U.S., you don't get many overnight people that actually are human beings anymore.
And part of his issue, I think, was the fact that he was on in the middle of the night. I don't think he liked being the overnight guy.
What's his name?
It's tough to pronounce. You have it in the paper there.
Mark Esterhuizen.
Okay. T-Man. No, I'm sorry. That's E-Man. A different tape. All right, are you ready? You going to play him?
It's just past 1 o'clock.
This is Eyewitness News.
Good morning. I'm Mark Esterhazen. Racism. The pigs who killed Andrei Stantane. The Avia beer. Racism. We are all wild animals meant to live free. Capitalism. Fascism. This f***ing wage slavery graveyard f***. Domestication. Malema. The state. Perpetual economic growth on a finite planet. This is the only f***ing planet we have. If you don't agree with me, please see my blog, markesterhazen.blogspot.com. Peace, love, respect, anarchy. Follow me on Twitter, Mark Esterhazen. You can see me on Facebook as well, Mark Esterhazen.
That was the last time you heard
Facebook.
Him.
It's the only place you can see me is on Facebook. Is I'm fired of these.
Wow.
See me on the internet. That's all I'll ever be on.
Right.
Ever again.
I won't be on this radio station anymore.
I like that guy.
He went rogue during the 1 a.m. news bulletin. South African radio newsreader. They're calling it career suicide.
I guess we were right on his corner before he did this.
But here's the deal. The 41-second broadcast went viral in South Africa after being posted online. And what's going to happen to him now? He says, I have no regrets about my bulletin.
Wow. My God.
They were not paying him very much.
No.
No.
Said something about the wage slave overnight hours or something. He wasn't
really
happy.
Really want to quit a job, just say, I'm going out big time. It's fun. It's 9:22. I want to say hi to our backstage pass guest. She is someone we met on the phone, and she sounds like an amazing person. Margaret, let me see if I'm saying this right. Hebron? Uh-huh. Oh, let's see if I have... Say hi again. Oops. Say again.
Hi.
Now I've got you. Okay, she's on mic one. Margaret Hebron called us when we revealed that the morning show, a good portion of the morning show, is going to the Amazon, deep into the Amazon jungle river, to help children with world vision. And she called up, and when she was 16 years old, Margaret, you went into the jungle, into the river, into a similar area to where we're going, right?
That's correct.
Wow. 16?
Yes.
Was it some kind of a school trip?
It was a missions trip with Teen Missions International.
Teen Missions International.
Yes, it's based out of Florida.
And now, how do you, like, at 16, most people I know at 16 are totally self-centered. At least that's how I remember myself and lots of others. And my own kids, who, you know, have grown up. But at 16, what makes you think of this? And did it cost a lot of money?
No, it was actually on the cheap side for that kind of trip. I think it was under $3,000 at the time. And it was, you know, I think we were in the Amazon about 4 or 5 weeks, but the whole trip total was about 10
weeks. Did you raise
money
yourself for the trip?
I did, yeah.
How'd you do that? Did you go from door to door?
I got support from family members and, you know, friends, parents, that kind of thing.
They all just chipped in. Mm-hmm. And so you're on your way to the Amazon. Would you fly first to someplace like Houston and then take a jumper over to South America? How did you go? Do you remember?
I think we flew through Ecuador and then down to Manaus.
Okay. Manaus. Isn't that where we're landing, Eric?
That is exactly where we're landing.
Oh, you're going to the same spot.
Yeah.
All right. And this is not, by the way, this is not the Brazil that you see on TV with all the beaches.
It ain't Rio.
No.
Yeah. Did you think that you were going to spring break? No, you knew. You knew. Okay. And so describe the river and how you traveled.
Well, we traveled by boat up the river about 2 days to get to the place we were going. And the river was really amazing. When we started out, we were on the Amazon, so it was really wide.
Right, and then we were going to be on some tributary off the Amazon. What was your tributary? Do you
Ours
remember?
Was the Madeira River.
Is that where we're going, Eric?
We're not exactly sure. We could be either on that one or the Rio Negro.
Okay. So these are a couple of, they're like tributaries off the Amazon where all the settlements are. Were you scared?
No, I wasn't.
Really?
Well, there was a bunch of us. There was about 40 people going, so we were all together on this boat.
How comfy was the boat?
not very comfortable. We were in hammocks at night.
Hammocks?
That's
yeah.
us.
I can't sleep in a hammock.
Oh, want to bet?
A hammock?
Yeah.
With a hammock, you can fall.
Oh, no. The hammock is the perfect sleeping.
Look at you. You wouldn't even go pretend to jump out of an airplane yesterday.
Well, like, I'm too fat, but I'm not too fat to sleep in a hammock.
No,
I can
like
show you very easily how to do that.
So.
I'm an expert.
All right, so here you are. Now, you're 16 at this time, and you don't know a lot about the world, right?
Right, yeah.
And so, like, you've lived in, obviously, some comfort here.
Yes.
I don't know how rich your parents are. How rich are they?
They're not rich.
They're not rich.
Yeah.
But compared to anybody that you're about to meet,
yeah,
they're like kings, right?
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
It was definitely an eye-opening experience, you know, as a high school student. But, yeah, just to see that kind of poverty and people literally living with nothing just out in the jungle, so far away from civilization, and, you know, they don't even have electricity or...
No electricity.
Yeah.
They had little iPods, just the nanos,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. The shuffles.
The iPod shuffle. No, they had nothing.
Yeah.
They have nothing. And
yeah.
Were they now, what do they live in down there? We've seen tin shacks, mud huts, things like that. What did you see?
They had hut-type things. Yeah, I think they were made of wood and, you know, had some kind of probably thatched roof.
Yeah, because you've got jungle there.
Mm-hmm.
So they can manufacture.
Yeah, well, we weren't in a populated area at all. So, you know, it'd be like one family is up on this tiny little area in the lake, and then you have to go by boat for a ways to get to the next little
family. So that's kind of interesting because all of our other trips have been to really essentially overcrowded, overpopulated area. Well, mm-hmm. Some of them weren't. Like when we went out into the countryside in Africa, it certainly wasn't overpopulated, but villages, right? Groups of clusters of people in huts?
Not really.
No.
There wasn't really a village where we went.
So is it sparsely populated, Eric?
It is. It is because the jungle is so thick that you can't really build these big settlements unless you level everything.
This will be different than anything we've ever seen.
Oh, totally.
These people are, how removed are they? Like, you say, I don't know anything about this place. What did they know about you? I mean, you must have been this, like, goddess coming in from a land looking different and being completely different from them, right?
Well, I was surprised because they weren't really that interested in us. They were kind of indifferent. I mean, they were somewhat curious about us, but, you know, most, you know, you kind of hear, oh, Americans go wherever and we're this big deal. But down there, they didn't really know anything about the rest of the world. And, you know,
right. They're
just kind of living their lives and... You know.
So were you thought of, well, they tend to know if you're a humanitarian and they like that your help
mm-hmm.
coming, but they didn't really, you didn't know much Portuguese, I tell you.
No.
Yeah.
They go kind of light on the clothing down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. I mean, it's kind of a clothing
exactly. What do you mean?
I mean, it's clothing optional and not like at a beach way, but I mean, you're in the jungle.
It's hot.
It's humid. And I don't think.
You're in the jungle, baby. Oh,
yeah. I mean, I've seen National Geographic. That's the kind of place.
Is this like National Geographic? I mean, are they pretty naked?
I wasn't quite like that, but.
But there was some nudity. Yeah.
No, we didn't see any real nudity. Oh, okay. But, yeah.
Did they ask you to partake in any rituals that you found upsetting?
No. Mm-mm.
Did they ask you to eat anything that you found upsetting?
No, actually, they didn't really feed us. We just made our own food and kind of ate our own food, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did not do that, the sit around and
mm-mm.
ask, what is it?
No.
And why is it still moving?
Right.
That kind of a thing.
Will it stop moving if I bite it?
Yes.
But Margaret, you did mention something about these ants.
Yeah.
And tell me about those again.
Yeah, well, the bugs down there are crazy. I think you guys were talking about that last time, about how, you know, they just have all different kinds of bugs, and that was definitely, you know,
big
you don't really
bugs,
see animals,
massive,
but
monstrous moth
you see
thing.
Big bugs and little tiny bugs and just all different kinds of things that you've never seen before. But they had these ants in the jungle, and they were large. They were, you know, like about the size of a quarter, maybe.
Wow.
Definitely the hugest ants I've ever seen. And they called them 24-hour ants because if you get bit by one, whatever limb it bites will be in excruciating pain for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, and the only, there was
great
actually...
Great band name, by the way, 24-hour ants. Yeah.
There was a girl on my team who got bit by one of these on her leg, and it was very painful. Oh. And the only cure that they had was to give her electroshock therapy. And so they actually disassembled I'm blanking on the word.
Doesn't matter. They disassembled something.
Generator?
No. It was a chainsaw. They took apart a chainsaw to shock her leg.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Not at all.
I was expecting her to say something else.
Would you have any stomach issues or anything while you were over there? Did anybody else too?
We had no refrigeration, so we had to. Yeah, it was a shock when we got back on the boat to leave, and you know I drank a Coke, and it was like the coldest thing I'd had for you know 2-3 weeks.
Margaret, thank you very much for that little peek into the Amazon.
Terror, yes.
On the 20th of November. Did you stay in touch with any of the children or anybody that you met there?
Not down there. Okay. Yeah. But thank you so much.
Oh, for inviting you in?
Uh-huh.
Our pleasure.
Now it's time to disassemble the chainsaw.
Yeah. Do you have pictures of those bugs?
I don't.
So glad you don't. Actually.
When they're coming at your limb with a chainsaw, I think disassembling the chainsaw is a good thing.
All right, it's 9:30. Still to come on the show. Let's see. Well, these are all done. Catchiest popular song of all time. And most visited tourist attraction on the planet Earth.
The greatest hits of all time. Rock.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
Pop. Rock me gently. Rock me slowly. And Motown.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
The greatest hits of all time.
95.7. Oldies 95.7 wants to send you to Hawaii
with the Disney Family Flyaway
to Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa.
Bob Rivers announces the song of the day each weekday morning at 7:05. Today's song is Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Listen for the song to qualify for the grand prize Hawaiian vacation
from Disney Resorts and Oldies 95.7.
Start imagining your vacation at oldieseattle.com.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman, director of The Bob Rivers Show. Today is day 6 of AJ's adventures in preschool, and I have to say that every time he goes, his behavior gets a little bit better, he can focus more, and it is such a benefit to see him grow intellectually, and it's great for his academic achievement. I know, he's only 2.5, but my mom and my sister are both teachers, and every day they see how programs like preschool and specifically Head Start positively impact their students. Research shows that kids who participate in Head Start are more prepared and ready to learn when they enter kindergarten. They're also less likely to need special education classes or repeat grades when they're older. And they're far more likely to graduate high school and attend college. All this translates into stronger communities and fewer taxpayer dollars spent on remedial education and our justice system. Unfortunately, right now, more than 20,000 kids in Washington who are eligible for Head Start can't go because there's not enough funding. Congress is debating Head Start funding now. Contact your members of Congress by visiting oldieseattle.com, keyword Head Start, and encourage them to support Head Start and ensure that all of Washington's kids have a chance at success. AJ is actually in preschool right now. I hope that every child in Washington State gets the same opportunity.
Hear that? That's the sound of low prices busting down the door. It's the one-day sale at Fred Meyer with doorbuster deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday only. But before you come in, grab our newspaper ad or visit fredmeyer.com and print 2 special coupons. One worth 20% off all housewares and the other worth an extra 20% off your entire purchase of apparel, shoes, and accessories. You won't believe how fast the savings add up with a great selection of apparel already marked down 25 to 50%. In our home department, you can save 50% on all bath towels and throws with in-store coupon. And check out the 17.3-inch HP Pavilion notebook for just $529.99 with in-store coupon. That's $100 off the regular price. Remember, when low prices knock, answer during the one-day sale with doorbusters Saturday only from 7 to 1 at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Come see Larry King live at Snoqualmie Casino, October 6th.
I was car shopping with a dream in mind and reality in my budget. But with the unbelievable rate I got, I could shoot for the moonroof and the 5-star dream car.
It's not your wild imagination. This rate is real and only at Navy Federal. Right now, get as low as 1.79% APR on new cars. Plus, use our auto buying program and save even more. But a dream rate waits for no one. It's for a limited time and only at Navy Federal Credit Union. Grab your chance to upgrade your dream for the car you really want. Apply today at NavyFederal.org. Rates based on creditworthiness. Your rate may differ.
One of the toughest parts about getting lung cancer was feeling like I somehow deserved it. I was a smoker for a lot of years. What'd I expect, right? When you're fighting cancer, shame doesn't help. The people at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance helped me understand no one deserves cancer. And their team of lung cancer specialists, frankly, kicked my cancer's butt. My surgeon used video surgery that shortened my recovery time. My radiation oncologist was an expert in targeted radiation. The nurses were amazing. SCCA even helped me quit smoking. Now I'm the proud owner of 1.5 lungs, both cancer-free. And while I'm not one to count my chickens, I'm booking reservations for my grandson's college graduation 10 years from now.
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance unites doctors from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's with one goal: to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. If you're dealing with cancer, visit seattlecca.org today.
If your vehicle's starter, alternator, and battery don't work together, you'll find yourself stranded and wondering what went wrong. Each part of your car or truck's electrical system sends a different signal before they need to be replaced. Whether it's dim lights upon deceleration, a squealing noise from under the hood, or an engine that cranks slowly, it's time to get the problem checked. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people test your alternator and starter free of charge. And if they do need to be replaced, choose Ultima or Ultima Select starters and alternators. They feature a lifetime warranty and are an exact fit for your vehicle. Watch for the warning signs, avoid getting stranded, and be confident every time you start your engine with Ultima or Ultima Select starters and alternators from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly,
O'Reilly Auto Parts. And now, Grocery Outlet presents Lowest Prices and the Low Price Lowdown.
Hi, it's me, Lowest Prices, the official Grocery Outlet low price and happiness ambassador. Of course, wherever you find Grocery Outlet, you'll find low prices. And where you find low prices, you find happiness. So the two usually go hand in hand. Or arm in arm. Or foot in... Anyway, a lot of people ask me, hey, Lois, how does Grocery Outlet always have such low prices? Well, when factories change their packaging or have surplus, or when big retailers make a large order but subsequently cancel the order, Grocery Outlet is happy to sell the completely high-quality products that other stores don't, albeit sometimes in slightly different packaging, at prices up to 50% off, but still 100% guaranteed. Ba-ba-ba-da!
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
Hey, KeyBank customers. The way you manage your money could be saving or earning you extra money at KeyBank in ways you never knew.
With my family schedule, using the closest ATM and not worrying about added fees is a plus. With my Key Advantage checking account, I can use ATMs at other banks and get refunded on fees up to a monthly limit. Plus, it includes a discount on mortgage closing costs. Thanks, KeyBank.
It pays to be a KeyBank customer. Visit a branch or go to key.com/get rewards and check out the options best for you. KeyBank is member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Danielle. The State Farm Traffic Center just cleared up that accident. I-5 northbound at Michigan Street that was blocking a couple lanes. You're still going to see some heavy traffic northbound I-5 from the middle of Boeing Field all the way up towards I-90. Eastbound I-90 still busy across Mercer Island. Northbound 405 through the S-curve still backed up from Talbot up to C Route 900. And southbound 405 busy from 522 through Kirkland. That's really all the traffic we've got right now. Everywhere else is going the speed limit. Traffic is brought to you by Sears at the Sears Auto Center. We want to make sure you're getting the most for your money. That's why we offer alignments to help your new tires last longer. Visit SearsAuto.com for great deals.
You're listening to The Bob River Show
on 95.7.
The greatest hits of all time.
I just wanna fly. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I just wanna fly.
We've got the most visited tourist attraction in the world. But we've also got one of the coolest new ones here in the Seattle area. And yesterday, Jody, Eric, and Luciana went. What's it called again?
I Fly.
Do they have a duck?
Funny thing. It's not a duck.
And I've just finished watching the video. It's at bobrivers.com. If you want to really experience this and see what it's like, and you want to see Eric... who thinks he's so cool? Jody, who looks like a kid in a candy store, who just, like, it's a dream for you to do this, and you loved it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And Luciana, who also, I think, took to it with incredible... You all did it easily. It looks like it wasn't that hard.
She was very enthusiastic.
They were laughing at me. They called me the swimmer because I was swimming.
You looked like you were swimming, yeah.
She was flapping her arms and legs wildly.
You had a guy up there twirling with you who was helping you. That's one of the workers there, right?
He's a ninja is what he is. They have these guys that go into this funnel of air with you, and they make sure that you don't slam into the wall, and they help you stabilize yourself. And then when those guys are let loose, they go, they do the most amazing acrobatics. Right. It's like a show.
Watch our girls fly and watch Eric just act as if he thinks he could do it even without the wind tunnel.
Now, you know.
I was thinking, how do you describe this? And I think what made it super special yesterday was like feeling like a kid again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was different. I had not felt this since I was, I don't know, 10.
Ah.
It's Eric, awesome.
Do I have you pretty accurate there? This was like a piece of cake for you. You don't even really need a special place. You could jump out the window right now.
Oh, right now. Absolutely. No, it actually felt like skydiving when you're doing the free fall. And yet,
Eric knows why? Because he skydived, of course.
Well, and so has Jody, for that matter.
You've skydived before,
higher
too.
Up than Eric, not like it's a big deal.
Like a big deal.
I
did you do it for radio?
No.
Yeah, just did it?
It was one of my things that I kicked off the bucket list before I got pregnant.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you tandem or solo?
Tandem.
Tandem?
Yeah, you don't just say, I'll just try it and hope everything goes well.
You always start.
It's the landing that you need help with the first few times.
Yeah.
I would never skydive, ever.
Says the pilot. That's what most pilots say.
They wouldn't do it.
Why jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Exactly.
Unless they're paying you a ton of money.
All right. In a moment, a good friend of ours, comedian Don Friesen, is coming in. Where's he this weekend?
Comedy Underground, just tonight, one night only.
Tonight, 8:30 and 10:30. And I haven't talked to him in a little while, but he was a really nice guy to us when we were off the air. And we were rehearsing to come back on. We needed some practice in this studio. And we said, hey, you know, I know this is kind of a waste of your time, but would you do a podcast with us so we could practice? And he did. He did the interview like for nobody. No offense to people who podcast. anyway, we kind of owe him, right? Don't we?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it's always fun when he's in town to have him come by and visit.
Yeah, but no, we need to really, really push. We need to say thanks.
Well, as soon as he walks in, I'll be the first word I say to him is thank you.
All right, you've got the thank you word.
Comedy Underground.
Did we do our word of the day yet today?
I'm waiting.
We did not. We have not done the word of the day from yesterday, and it's 9:43.
Well, you said yesterday that we always do it in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, so...
Right.
Thought I'd let the time run.
And what was it, Scotland?
Dutchland.
Dutchland.
Well, let's not do it yet.
It's too late. Okay.
It's not really something you can slip into conversation.
No.
Troops are massing on the border of Dutchland. Although, one knows what to do.
If we had asked Brian Callen, he could have worked it into that celebrity porn store.
Yep.
She had to cost her role as Mitch Dutchman. Yeah, she was, had to go back to the first runner-up.
9:43. Let's see. Yeah, Eric will get a winner there, and we'll have to come up with another word for today. The most visited tourist attraction on the planet. On the planet?
Isn't it Dutchland?
It could have been Dutchland.
It's those hash bars in Dutchland.
Damn it! I thought it would be Dutchland.
Damn you, late story.
No, it's not. It's kind of hard to measure, I think.
Yeah, I think this is silly, but it's they have it as Times Square. I don't think of Times Square as a tourist attraction. I think of it as a part of a city. It's just a normal people live and work there.
Get out of here. Times Square is a crazy tourist attraction.
Yeah, it is. I know. And if you're a tourist, you got to go there.
Yeah.
If you're not in New York, the biggest city in the world,
and,
you're going
to...
Yeah.
Anybody ever been in New York and not go to Times Square?
No.
And become America and not want to go to New York?
And there's a theme here because number two is Central Park.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is Union Station, Washington, D.C. Then Las Vegas Strip, Niagara Falls, Grand Central Terminal, Manhattan, Faneuil Hall Marketplace, Boston, Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom Orlando, Disneyland Park, Anaheim, California. And just when you thought they were all in the United States, the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul.
Seriously, this?
Yep. Okay, what's the catchiest song? Catchiest, most popular song of all time? Take
if three of them are about New York, I'm going to be ticked. This stinks, man.
Catchiest song. Earworm type?
As judged by scientists. British scientists.
It's We Are the Champions.
No, that's not it.
That's what they say. They say it's contagious. And then the number two song was YMCA by the Village People.
No, my God.
Yeah, good luck getting that out of your head.
Jody's going to love this list before we're done, though, because there's one song she loves on this list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This isn't it?
In the top five, one of
Fat
her favorites.
Fat Lip by Sum 41.
This was very catchy. When I was in alternative radio, this came out.
Yeah, I like this, too.
Yeah.
Alternative My Sharona.
Yep.
Okay. Next up, the final countdown by
I hate this list.
Just stop here.
Here it comes.
Hey, we gotta get down in here. We're almost out of time. Alright, next up. I'm never gonna let him sing. Next up, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, about time.
And Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Most of the songs that come up have male vocalists with higher pitched voice, just so you know, if you're trying to write a catchy song.
That only dogs can love. Yeah.
David is our word of the day winner. The word was, of course, Dutchland. I don't know
this
if you
is, of course, not a word.
Bother using it.
That's why we picked it.
What do we have for David?
Oh, it is his lucky day. We have another Clipper vacation trip for two to Victoria.
All right.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
All right, David, take care. Did you listen all morning for that, or did you just happen to be here now?
Actually, I knew it was getting close to 10 o'clock, so I kept my radio by me and took a lunch break. So.
All right, very cool. Thank you very much, sir.
He felt it.
In the studio now, really good friend of the show, really seriously funny dude, and has a sister in North Bend. I don't know why that's so important to me, but nobody in North Bend is
really
related to anybody famous, really, other than
still
your sister.
There, right?
Yeah, and I live in North Bend.
Final countdown? Okay.
Kind of an anti-celebrity place, in a way. There's really none there. Don Friesen, Don.
Hey, Don Friesen.
Love the new place. How are you guys?
It's nice, huh?
Yeah, we told the story how, like, when we were rehearsing to come back on the air,
right,
we called you and said, would you help us out and record, like, a fake interview just for our podcast? And you did it, and we're really grateful.
That was fake?
Oh, I think we said.
Now you're telling me?
We have millions of subscribers.
No wonder nobody showed up.
I'm sorry. No, you knew
that.
How
are you guys? Yeah. So this is this is amazing. What a great new studio. And you got the band back together. And
do you know,
you got Jody added on top?
Yeah, we
that's
actually
fantastic.
Have bigger ratings than we ever had before in the history of the show.
That's you're an all-star team, really. Now it's like you're like Team USA. Like, who wants to play you guys?
Well, that's really kind of you. I still think it could all evaporate at any minute.
Right.
It's secure.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, Shaq could sprain a quad or something.
Yeah. So how are you? What are you up to?
I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to find the new place. That's
was it difficult finding it here? Because there's an old Clear Channel building. Some people go to the wrong building. Did you do that?
No. Actually, I usually have trouble, but Luciana sent me a link. I followed the blue dot. It brought me here.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad because people sometimes they give you directions and, you know, you have to pretend that you're listening. You're like, oh, yeah. No.
Okay,
and then at the end, you're like, well, if you have an address, I was just going to follow the blue dot until I get the red push pin.
Do you have a GPS?
I have an iPhone, which acts like a GPS until it doesn't.
I always wondered about the iPhone because it has a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good, but you can also buy other GPSs. To you know, apps to buy are better.
Yeah, no, I used to make fun of because I have a couple friends who have the GPS. I'm like, why? I got it for free. And then, you know, which is normally great, but then I was in Salt Lake City last week, and my iPhone is like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
the blue dot was like, I'm here. No, I'm here. You know.
That's the blue dot. Yeah. Oh, I don't even think of it as the blue dot, but that's the blue dot. That's where I am, the blue dot.
Sometimes you're off of the road. You're like, this can't be accurate. I would be in bushes right now.
Right. You guys have iPhones, right? Who doesn't? Joe.
I got a brand new one yesterday.
I have an Android, and it's amazing. I mean,
does yours have a blue dot?
I'm sure it's got something. I mean,
I just don't know how to use
it. It's got a post-it note. I stick it on the front.
Yeah, you know what Joe wanted? He wanted a phone that he could say was just as good. He never plans on using it.
Right. Well, I'm learning something new every day. You know, yesterday somebody asked me, can you do this this lunch on this day? And I said, well, I'll let you know when I get home. Because I got a calendar on my wall. It's got cute little pug puppies on it. You know, a different puppy for every month.
Right. When I get to my calendar.
I got a puppy of the month app on here.
I had this epiphany, you know, and I swear, just yesterday, it's like, wait a minute. I've got a calendar in this phone. I can start putting stuff in there, and then I don't have to tell people. You know,
I'll wait till I get home.
Yeah,
so you run it by the puppy.
Right. Yeah. What is this? Has this a boy? Is this okay?
He's wagging his tail. It's a go.
You know, I figured that out. Now I got a calendar in my pocket, and that's less than 24 hours ago. I figured that out. So I find something new every day about my phone.
Did you figure that out by using the clock in your calendar too? That it was 24 hours ago. Did you figure that out too?
I found a clock in there? Yeah. Time when I needed to, there's even a stopwatch in there. These things are amazing.
I found a clock on my phone.
Now, I haven't used the GPS.
Are you going to take up all of Don's time?
No, go ahead. I haven't used the GPS.
Go down the list. And then there was
this was called, is this look infected?
There's a phishing program.
I would suspect the free GPSs, though, they just kind of stop and say, you know, if you really want to find where you're going, then.
Right, right.
Pay for the subscription. I mean, they're halfway there.
If you want to find it, find it.
Right.
Yeah. Apple intentionally sabotages the free one.
Yeah, they get you close.
Right, right.
So, Don, what else are you up to?
Touring. Just I'm now that you know it hasn't aired yet, but now that I have that first hour in the can, I'm trying to work on the next hour. Lots of new material. Lots of.
Wait a minute. You do these comedy specials. That's it. You do an hour. Once you give it to television. Then you're. I've heard of this about even like Larry the Cable Guy. Is that once you do something and put it out there, then you got to write a whole new thing, right?
Well, there's no hard and fast rules, but for the hour format, you can't double up the material. I can still do it on the Tonight Show or Conan, but because that's short format. But
how is Conan do? Do you know Conan personally by any chance?
I don't. I wish
it's good because he's not worth knowing anymore, is what I'm finding out.
Oh, blasphemer. Oh.
Sounds like a lead in for a commercial. I can drop the bomb. Bang!
He kind of disappeared.
No one's watching him anymore.
It's hard to find.
It's cancellation time.
Wow.
What? You're not even getting close to the microphone.
It's that bad, huh?
No. It's that bad. I can't jump on a sinking ship like that.
It is bad.
Basic cable kills, man.
Have you considered late night television? I think there's going to be
Timber
Lopez's show. What?
You know, it seems like I'm always out of town when it's time to audition for things. So I've got to give it a little more effort, I think.
Yeah. How crazy are you on the road now? Are you all over?
Yeah, just standard. You know, I try and keep it about 12 days a month. You know, selective, and then work. I work a lot more in LA now when I'm home. So.
And we talk about the iPhone. Technology wise, do you consider yourself at the forefront of technology, getting by, or Joe?
Yeah, no, I'm getting by. I'm actually probably as good as normal now. I've caught up to the norm.
Okay.
I'm still frustrated. Every time I get online, I need like a password or something. I don't remember passwords, you know? And I don't even get, even if I think I know what it is, I don't even guess. I just forgot password. Click, you know? Let's get this thing rolling.
You don't even bother trying to remember.
No, I don't even guess. I know I'm going to be wrong, you know? And then they, you know, to help you, we'll help you retrieve your password. What's your username? Oh, I forgot that too, man. Yeah. Kind of something.
Tough.
Would you like a hint? Yeah, I'd love a hint. I mean, what kind of stupid question is that? I'd never turn down a hint in my life. You know? Can't find my car keys. Would you like a hint? Yes, thank you.
Does it ask for a lifeline at some point? What is it?
Yeah. I don't know who's writing these hints. I guess it was me.
It was you, actually.
When
you signed up for your account, you had to come up with a password hint.
Right.
Sometimes it's from a pull-down menu, like first pet,
Street you grew up on, right? Favorite sports team.
Sometimes you invent your own. You don't remember doing
but
that.
But I, don't, you know, some of these hints. What state of mind was I in? You know, I'm like, ask him who his third grade teacher was. You know, I'm punking future me or something. I don't.
And you don't remember.
Yeah, and then so I just decided I'm going to put in simple hints from now on, but they won't let you. Right, because they give you the, they reject it. It's like, well, it's too easy. Anybody could get that. I'm like, well, you'd be surprised.
Here's a hint. What color is a stoplight? Let's put that in there for me. Yeah, only I'll get that.
And they never want you to use a password you've used before.
Anyway. Right,
it's
right.
Like you've used that before. It's like, yeah, because it's a good password. I can use it again.
And then even if you happen to, you know, get a hint, get a password that they'll accept, you're still not there because now you got to pass, like, the squiggly letter test, you know. The letters are all wavy and
jagged. They're making those squiggly letters impossible.
Yeah. You can't even...
Oh, they can't...
drug trippy. I'm an O, but I might be an E.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is...
I've never heard anybody talk about that, by the way, but you. But I experienced it yesterday.
Yeah.
It's just like I throw up my hands. I give up.
And in tiny letters to the right of those squiggly letters, it says for the vision impaired. Like, if you're vision impaired, how are you going to see that little letter? Because they'll yell it at you or something if you...
Are you trying to steal all of them?
They'll yell it at you. It's a fact. He's got me thinking about this.
No, it's fantastic.
They'll yell it at you.
The words aren't even words, you know. Jury pendamfer pants. And I'm like,
that's my password.
I know.
Don Friesen. Don, it is great to see you come by every time you're here. And if you want to see Don, why only one night? Tonight, that's it, right?
No, both nights.
Oh, it just says tonight. Tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
If you're in town, Comedy Underground, 8:30 and 10:30. Don't miss it. Before we go.
Saturday's 8 and 10:30. They're changing it.
Tomorrow,
believe it or not, they're changing it starting tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, 8 and 10. And, well, if it went at 8:30, they'd miss your opening act.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Probably my son, so I bet.
That's right.
Actually, he's in lovely Mount Vernon this weekend. All right. Don Friesen, don't miss him. Good friend of the show. And before we go, I need 10 Second Sports with a sponsor. What do you
got? Thank you. Brought to you by West Seattle Coin. The playoffs will open today around the major leagues. It's going to be the Tigers taking on the Yankees and the Devil Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays taking on Texas. The National League will start tomorrow again. West Seattle Coin, thanks very much. And the Hawks are home Sunday against Atlanta.
It's time for the last word. Listen for the last word on Monday morning, and if you're the first person to call when you hear it, you win a big prize. The last word will be by whoever the wheel stops at.
Shrink wrap!
Bob Rivers in the morning.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day.
On 95.7.
Can you take me to the bakery, baby?
Huh?
Because I want a cutie pie like you.
Oh, come on, Pedro. Danny's here.
Somebody call the cops, because it's got to be illegal to look that good.
Oh, please, no illegal pickup lines.
I hope you know CPR, because you take my breath away.
What's with all those cheesy lines?
I just came back from Denny's and tried some of the new Let's Get Cheesy menu. It is cheese-tastic. You have to hear this. The new Cheese Please Omelette is a three-egg omelette with a blend of cheeses folded in, topped off with a creamy cheese sauce and diced tomatoes, served with hash browns and choice of bread. Am I dead, Angel? Because this must be heaven.
Is that one for me?
No, that's for Dennis, because only heaven can have this menu. The new Let's Get Cheesy menu is available all day, every day for a limited time only, with prices starting at $4.99. The menu includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert items. If being cheesy is a crime, then these dishes are guilty as charged.
BobRivers.com is hosted by AdHost Data Centers at ADHOST.com.
Week after week, QFC brings you the best of what's fresh, from fruit and vegetables to meat and seafood to dairy. And because we've been working with local growers since the 1950s, you'll always find a large selection of Northwest proud, locally grown food. Everyone loves Honeycrisp apples. They're crisp, juicy, and delicious. And this week at QFC, you'll find locally grown Honeycrisp apples for just $1.48 a pound. QFC is the exclusive local retailer of certified Angus beef. And only the best beef earns the certified Angus beef brand. Right now, QFC has boneless top round for London broil or top round roast at buy one, get another free. And don't miss QFC's dairy sale. You'll save on milk, cottage cheese, butter, yogurt, and other dairy products. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Top Pot's world-famous hand-forged gourmet donuts are now available at your neighborhood QFC. Come in and try one today.
From PBS and Ken Burns comes the story of Prohibition. It was a time of extremes, a crusade to outlaw drink.
Liquor is an evil.
Drove vice on the ground.
There's just no way the government can enforce it.
And turned goons into kings.
They start buying politicians.
It was a real racket.
And it all played out against our wildest decade.
Liquor is an engine of this new revolution.
As the battle raged.
There's bullets flying. It's like Dodge City here.
The 20s roared. Some call it bootlegging, I call it a business. In a new PBS series, Ken Burns looks at the law that turns citizens into criminals overnight.
What a stupid idea that people thought you could get away with this.
From recklessness,
the average American says, who are you to tell me how to live?
To lawlessness.
Everyone is breaking the law.
America went on a binge it would never forget. Prohibition, a film by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. Sunday night at 8, only on KCTS9, your PBS station.
Hurry in to Cabela's Deer Camp Sale. Load up, save big on everything you need for the hunt. Firearms, ammunition, camo, and more. Hundreds of items are on sale. Let Cabela's outdoor experts show you what's new. Attend free seminars and register to win great giveaways. It's the hunting event of the season for big savings. Cabela's Deer Camp Sale. Take exit 111 off I-5 in Lacey. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter.